শিলা গদাধর পণ্ডিত ওয়াজ অ্যান ইটার্নাল অ্যাসোসিয়েট অফ শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু। শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ইজ রাধা কৃষ্ণ, দ্যাট ইজ কৃষ্ণ অ্যাপিয়ার্ড উইথ দ্য মুড অ্যান্ড কমপ্লেকশন অফ শ্রীমতী রাধারানী। রাধা ভাবোদ্যুতি সুবলিতং নৌমি কৃষ্ণ স্বরূপম। কৃষ্ণ অ্যাপিয়ার্ড উইথ দ্য রাধা ভাব অ্যান্ড দুতি, দ্য ইন্টারনাল মুড অ্যান্ড দ্য কমপ্লেকশন অফ শ্রীমতী রাধারানী। So also it has been explained that when Radha and Krishna become one, that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then and also we get to hear or we get to know from the scriptures that Srimati Radharani also appeared as Gadadhar Pandit. So this Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani. The question then is that Radha and Krishna became one. So Krishna, Radharani is there with Krishna as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then how can you say that Radharani again appeared as Gadadhar Pandit? So in this context we have to understand that the spiritual reality is inconceivable. In the spiritual reality, one can become many and many also can become one. Like Radharani's identity is there, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At the same time, Radharani is there as Gadadhar Pandit. This point has been explained that when Krishna decided to play the role of Srimati Radharani, Krishna is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, playing the role of Srimati Radharani. Assume the mood of Srimati Radharani. Practically, Krishna became Radharani. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Krishna decided to play the role of Srimati Radharani, then Radharani decided to watch how Krishna plays that role. And that is Gadadhar Pandit. So he appeared as Gadadhar Pandit. Like the spiritual reality is inconceivable. Like when it is said that Radha Bhavaduti Subalitam, so that means Radharani is in totality in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this respect an example has been given that Srimati Radharani is Mahabhav. The personification of Mahabhav is Srimati Radharani. Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. Srimati Radharani is the personification of Mahabhav. And Krishna has accepted the bhav of Srimati Radharani. So that means Radharani is in totality in Krishna, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in one hand, Srimati Radharani is in totality, completely within Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But at the same time, Radharani again has assumed or appeared as Gadadhar Pandit. So here we recognize that, yes, Radharani has appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and as Gadadhar Pandit. And as Gadadhar Pandit, he is a little younger than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But from their childhood, they had been very, very intimate friends. Very close to each other. From their childhood only. And Gadadhar Pandit was very attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda ki. Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. श्री श्री गौर निताय की, श्रील गदाधर पंडित की, श्रील भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर की, समवेत भक्त वृंद की, गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि। एंड इट हैज बीन डिस्क्राइब्ड दैट दे आर ऑलवेज टुगेदर। गदाधर पंडित वाज एक्सट्रीमली अटैच्ड टू चैतन्य महाप्रभु and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was extremely attached to Gadadhar Pandit from their childhood. And their nature was very different. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, in his childhood, he was quite naughty. He was quite aggressive. He was quite dynamic. Whereas Gadadhar Pandit was very, very mellow, very submissive, very, very calm and composed, very quiet, and he was very renounced from his childhood. Yet, they were very intimate friends. And apparently Gadadhar Pandit was an extreme admirer of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Gadadhar Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to school together. They studied in school together, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was senior. Those days, the school means they used to go to the Guru's ashram. And they used to study. There would be various grades of students all studying under the one teacher. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was extremely brilliant, and so was Gadadhar Pandit. Both of them were extremely brilliant personalities, but their nature was very, very different. Then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya to perform the Shraddha ceremony of his father, departed father, then he met Ishwar Puri again there, and he took initiation from him. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was completely transformed after his initiation. Prior to his initiation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu apparently was very arrogant, very aggressive. He was extremely scholarly, very learned, very wise. He was an exponent of Naya, and he used to challenge everybody. And many devotees like Srivash Thakur used to wonder that if Nimai Pandit became a devotee, it would be so wonderful. The spiritual community, the devotee community would be blessed if Nimai became a devotee. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes used to tell him that, yes, that will happen someday. And when I become a devotee, you all will be awestruck seeing my devotion. And that's exactly what happened after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation. He was completely transformed. And he became like mad in Krishna prema. He was always crying, calling out the names of Krishna. And sometimes he used to become so overwhelmed with his emotion for Krishna that he used to incessantly cry and cry, saying, where is Krishna? Kaha jao, kaha pao, Brajendra Nandan. Where can I find Brajendra Nandan, Sri Krishna? And so one day when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was crying like that, Gadadhar Pandit told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Why are you crying like this? Krishna is there in your heart. He is there in your heart. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that, with his nails he was trying to scratch his chest open. He was became so intensely searching for Krishna's, for Krishna, that he started to behave like that. And Gadadhar was completely confused now, what to do? Now that I have, thank you, now that I have told him and now he is behaving in such a way. So then Gadadhar quickly told him that, don't worry, Krishna has just gone somewhere, he'll come back soon. So when he told that to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was somewhat reassured and he became little composed. So Sachi Mata saw that, and Sachi Mata then told Gadadhar, although he is young, but he is so intelligent. And he told Gadadhar Pandit to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all the time and take care of him. And Gadadhar Pandit took this instruction, took this advice seriously, and he stayed with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Already he was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all the time. And now that Sachimata specifically asked him to stay with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took it upon himself. And then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan movement, Gadadhar Pandit was always with him in that Sankirtan. In Shiva Shangan, they used to have their Sankirtan. Gadadhar Pandit was always there. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to take sannyas. And when he left home to take sannyas, Gadadhar Pandit was with him. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go to Jagannath Puri. Gadadhar Pandit was with him. So he was always with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But one problem occurred, that Gadadhar Pandit in Jagannath Puri took Kshetra Sannyas. Kshetra Sannyas is a kind of acceptance of sannyas with a vow to remain in that holy place and not leave that place. For example, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a Kshetra Sannyasi. He, although he was a householder, but he was a sannyasi. He took the vow to stay in Jagannath Puri all the time. So Gadadhar Pandit also took this vow. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now decided to go to Vrindavan. And when Mahaprabhu decided to go to Vrindavan, Gadadhar Pandit also wanted to go with him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped him. He said, look, you have taken the vow of Kshetra Sannyas, so you should not break your vow. And Gadadhar Pandit said that that he took sannyas, Kshetra Sannyas. The sannyas is actually to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sannyas is to get Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. So he said, I don't care about my sannyas, because the purpose of sannyas is to get you. So I'm going to go with you. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very strongly prevented him from going with him, and he left. At that time, Gadadhar Pandit fainted. Gadadhar Pandit was an expert in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to listen to Srimad Bhagavatam Gadadhar Pandit's recitation and narration of Srimad Bhagavatam. Gadadhar Pandit used to recite and the tears used to flow from his eyes. And in Bhakti Ratnakar it has been described that when Srinivas Acharya went to Jagannath Puri, he came across, his ambition was to study Srimad Bhagavatam under his tutelage, Gadadhar Pandit's tutelage. He wanted to study under Gadadhar Pandit. But by the time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already left this planet, so Gadadhar Pandit was so heartbroken that he told that he could not teach anymore, he could not read Srimad Bhagavatam anymore. And he gave his personal copy of Srimad Bhagavatam to Srinivas Thakur, Srinivas Acharya Thakur. And what Srinivas Acharya got, it was actually a Bhagavatam handwritten on palm leaves. And many of the pages, many of the leaves, the writing has been obliterated with the tears of Gadadhar Pandits. Like such incessant flow of tears that the letters got wiped out. And soon after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, Gadadhar Pandit also left this planet. So today is the day when Gadadhar Pandit left this planet. That is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came Saparshad Shiyodham Shahu Abhutari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came along with his associates, Sangha Pangastri Parshadam. So, Gadadhar Pandit was his Parshad, Nitya Parshad, eternal associate. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, he also went with him, soon after him, his disappearance. Today also is the disappearance day, celebration of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Bhakti Vinod Thakur appeared in 1838. He was another very, very important personality in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes is going on through his Sankirtan movement. The Sankirtan movement is actually an extension of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Soon after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dham and his teachings disappeared. There was a flood and the dham of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Navadvip and Mayapur, disappeared in that flood. That means it got covered over and then it was practically lost. And so was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. Mahaprabhu's teachings were lost by the influence of the upper sampradayas. That means there are many unscrupulous individuals. They, in the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they started to present their own concord.